Rood Nation, thank you again for joining us. It's the 10th of the month, so it's time for Rude Boys Top 10. And it's all going to be about Mario. We got Mario's 35th anniversary this month. We've got the new Rude Boys Power Hour Plus going to be all about Mario. Mario Mania is sweeping the Rude Nation. It's sweeping your boys. So we're going to talk about our top 10 Mario games. Right, Tommy?
Though this top 10 should have been in March.
Well, March was a different month. We did top 10 drunks. I know. But hey, 35th anniversary, that's pretty good.
Keep it 10 minutes.
Well, we're working on that. Don't worry about it. So your boys compiled a list of our top 10 Mario games. This is going to be all over. Tom did, yes. Because I played all these games, so I sign off on all of them. Platformers, racing games, party games, sports games, all the fucking Mario games. And here's our top 10. Tommy doesn't have the list in front of him because he's unprepared, but I got it. And we're good to go. So let's talk about platformers, Tommy. We got to start with the first one, Super Mario Brothers.
Absolutely.
Nintendo Entertainment System. Obviously, there wouldn't be a 35th anniversary of Mario, Super Mario Brothers, without this game. So give us some quick memories, Tom. Super Mario Brothers.
I remember just getting my first Nintendo and it coming with that and Duck Hunt as in the Zap gun.
Yep, Zapper. No, you're right.
So much fun. I go, okay, Chris disappeared.
Zapper, baby.
I go, boy. And he says he hasn't had anything to drink.
I'm just excited to talk about Mario. Come on.
Right.
It's my wheelhouse.
I know, Bubba. I go back now and I play it, and it is one of the most frustrating things to play.
100%. 100%.
More frustrating than any 3D Mario game.
Well, if anyone follows me on Twitter, and you all should, at Tesherms, TEH_SHERMS, you will find out that I admitted to never actually finishing Super Mario Brothers until the 9th. I just played it, and man, that game laid the groundwork to games that did it better. And we're going to talk about some of those. Let's talk about some of those right now. Super Mario Brothers 3, I think one of the best NES games to come out. I'm more of a world guy, but Super Mario Brothers laid the path for world, Yoshi's Island, for all that stuff. And then moving on, did you want to talk, Tom? I'm sorry.
They had the little flute that could warp you to different worlds. There was the introduction of becoming an animorph,
Yeah, sure.
Half raccoon, half Italian plumber.
Sure. Yep.
Really, the introduction to flying too.
That's correct. Yeah, the first game you could fly into, excluding all the Princess Toadstool floating stuff in Super Mario Brothers 2, aka Super Mario Brothers USA. Which, you'll hear more about that story in the Rude Boys Power Hour Plus that accompanies this episode. Let's talk about the portable game real quick, Super Mario Land. For the Game Boy, for the original Game Boy. This game fucking kicked my ass back in the day. And it's a 40-minute game. Like, it shouldn't have done that, but that's a game I think all kids were like, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. And then you become 12 years old, 15 years old, and then you're like, oh, this game is cake.
No.
Well, not all right. It's a weird game. It's an oddity of a Mario game. Obviously, it's the first portable Mario game, so we got to give it credit for that. But it's a bit of an oddity. It's weird to go back to.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna jump a couple generations though, and talk about Mario's first 3D adventure, Super Mario 64. Obviously, a launch game for the Nintendo 64. It's gonna be coming out in the Super Mario 3D All-Stars, coming out for the Switch in addition with Galaxy, which we might talk about, and Sunshine. But Super Mario 64, I remember a local video rental place here, Movie Land, which doesn't exist anymore, they were renting out N64s, and I remember seeing that attract mode, just basically the 3D Mario head floating around, you can stretch it and stuff like that. But I mean, obviously the game is phenomenal. And I'm excited that people who've never touched that game are going to be able to on the Switch on the 18th.
Should be fun.
I agree, yeah.
A whole new generation of people getting aggravated
Yeah, very true. And we briefly touched upon it, but Super Mario Galaxy for the Wii, also going to be part of that 3D All-Stars collection. This was one of the first games I actually got a, I did a midnight release for, and it was at the Nintendo World Store. I think I have like a commemorative coin somewhere. But that was one of the only few, only midnight releases I did.
Yes.
Galaxy was fantastic.
Yeah, we've had a couple of failed midnight releases.
Yeah, one in particular, without a doubt. But any other Galaxy or even 64 memories, Tommy?
64, I remember just, you know, like being at my friend's, you know, watching them play.
Sure.
And, you know, and playing a little bit. Probably one of the many games I've rage quit.
I believe it.
Galaxy, I don't know. It was fun. Like I want to pick up that set.
Oh yeah, no, I it's already pre-ordered, baby.
Yeah, I figured.
You only have till March apparently before they wipe it off of the internet, but who knows?
Yeah.
But so those are the Mario platformer games we want to touch upon on Rude Boys Top 10. We're gonna bookend this with another big Mario, series. But before we do that, obviously Mario dabbles in sports and stuff like that. So, Tommy, on this list, you have Super Mario Strikers, mm-hmm. I believe the Charged Edition or whatever, the one that came out for Wii.
Yeah. I don't know. I remember randomly playing this at, you know, like an acquaintance house, and we just sat there playing like for hours on end.
Yeah.
You know, kicking balls into Mario's face and such, and it was a lot of fun, you know.
No, it was a lot of fun. I remember it was one of the first Nintendo Wi-Fi connection games. So basically, the games you could take online for the Wii. Right. And then the only other thing of note that I want to mention is Waluigi's victory dance was the suck it, which was fantastic because I'm a big Waluigi mark. And basically, him just telling everybody to suck his penis was very good.
Is that what that means?
That is what that means. So suck it is short for that. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Tom was today years old when he learned that.
That's why I used to get slapped by my mom when I used to do it.
Probably, yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense. Also on the list, we have Mario Party, all of Mario Party, because your boys are a bit masochistic when it comes to this stuff. Mario Party has a real friggin'... Oh man, a reputation for destroying some friendships.
Yeah, well, we hate
and palms, bloody palms.
Yeah, we hate our friendship, so you know.
Yep.
Be on the lookout for that.
Get some alcohol in you. Play some Mario Party. Steal some stars.
Uh-huh.
Get slapped upside the head. Some Vogelsberg showdowns, I bet, happened.
Surprisingly, no.
That is very surprising.
Yeah.
Very violent family. In a good way, out of love.
I can already see your girlfriend being vicious in that.
My fiance. Oh. Wink. There you go. Reveal. The big Rude Boys Power Hour Plus reveal. But yeah, Mario Party, I think from the N64, even like the little dumb fucking games. I have an e-reader Mario Party game kicking around. I mean, some highlights.
Is that the only way to get the read?
No, you don't have to read. No. The video game does it all for you. So basically, yeah, Mario Party all the way up to Super Mario Party that came out for the Switch, I think, 2 years ago or something like that.
Oh,
Mario Party is still a viable thing, man. Mario just loves to fucking party, bro.
Party.
Fucking shrooms going. And we said we were going to bookend this with another big thing. Mario is obviously known for his kart racing.
Yes.
So let's talk about a couple high points in the Mario Kart series. Super Mario Kart can't really... The start of the cart.
Yeah, tart.
Start of the cart. Yep. I remember playing this game nonstop with my cousin. He had a Super Nintendo. He was actually his Super Nintendo was the first one I ever played, and that's what got me into the Super Nintendo.
Nice.
And man, like just games like Zelda and stuff. We're not talking about that. We're talking about Mario Kart. He had Mario Kart, and it's just awesome. Doesn't necessarily hold up, but it's still awesome.
Yeah, I went back and I played it the other night. I was like, this does not fucking hold up one bit.
But it, like we said about Super Mario Brothers, it laid the groundwork for the rest of the franchise, and we gotta give it props for that.
Absolutely.
Another kart game, Mario Kart Double Dash, a bit of an oddity, a bit of a
cult favorite.
What was that?
Put that on the Switch, you cowards.
We're talking about the Switch cart in a second. But Mario Kart Double Dash, I mean, that was they took the formula, they put two racers on one cart, anarchy ensued. More Mario Kart madness.
So much more fun.
Oh, absolutely. More weapons, more items, more everything. But we were going to talk about it. The Mario Kart that's out on the Switch right now, Mario Kart 8, which came out for the Wii U, and the deluxe version, which came out for Switch, I think is probably the pinnacle of the Mario Kart series. Oh, yeah. I wish they would update it the same way they're doing this Mario Kart Tour nonsense, but, you know, whatever. Someone's monkey paw just kind of wished that away. But yeah. I think Mario Kart 8 Deluxe is fantastic. Tom and I are going to tell a story about Mario Kart 8 on the Rude Boys Power Hour Plus. That's when we, Tom, I just reminded him. But Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, a fantastic kart game to this day. And hopefully, I can't see it getting any better.
No, definitely not. They peaked at 8.
They peaked at 8. There you go. Much like, I mean, I might have peaked at 8. I don't know.
I definitely did.
Okay.
Now it's just all awesomeness.
You've plateaued at 8.
Yes.
Excellent. That's good to hear. But who didn't peak yet is Mario. This is 35, baby.
No.
Like that? You like that fucking...
Yeah. He hasn't hit a midlife crisis yet.
That's true. Well, I mean, he's been doing refereeing and golfing and tennising and
sure.
A whole bunch of shit. I think he's just been living one giant midlife crisis.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Karting with his friends.
His enemies.
Can't get stuck with the same girl. You know?
Just trying to get a piece of that cake.
Oh, always going to the same fucking castle.
I mean, you gotta look. Who's worse, Mario or Bowser in that case?
Or Peach for getting caught.
Yeah, that's true. But I think that'll do it for the Rude Boys Top 10.
Awesome.
Rude Nation, thank you for joining us. Be on the lookout for our big time Mario Madness episode coming out in a few short days. Bye-bye.
Look for Tom Trunk Tom.
Wahoo!
This has been a presentation of the Rude Boys Podcast Network.
Oops.